This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Since we're mostly indoors now, our houseplants serve as our nature respite in the warmth of our homes. We all have or have had spider plants, mother-in-law tongues, philodendron, and the like. How about adding a little bite with the striking foliage of the rattlesnake plant, also known as Calathea lentifolia? Its leaves are various shades of green with wavy edges and a reddish-purple underside. The leaves alone can grow to 30 inches. As a native of Brazil, this plant likes it warm and moist. That means no cold drafts, and keep it watered, not soaked. In fact, rattlesnake prefers slightly sandy soil that allows for good drainage. When you place this plant in your home, don't put it in direct sunlight because it will start to lose those beautiful green spots. Bright, indirect light. I have pictures on gardenbite.com and more information. The links I give you are for reference. Another cool plant is the kangaroo paw fern, also known as Microsorum diversifolium. It's a big thumbs up for this easy-to-grow plant from Australia and New Zealand. Kangaroo fern is a leathery, fronded, creeping, climbing evergreen. It grows from rhizomes that can creep out of the pot. The leaves are green, shiny, firm, and vary in shape and size. Place this beauty in bright indirect light. Water it when the top half is dry. It only grows about a foot tall, but its spread is about 3 feet. And another fantastic plant is the ZZ plant. It's pretty much indestructible. I have a gorgeous specimen we got 5 years ago, and I throw in a couple of ice cubes in the pot once a week, and it's grown and thriving. It's also in a corner that gets no direct light at all, simply room lighting. Go to gardenbite.com for pictures, more information, and as always, check my Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.